Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Dark Talk. We're going to be doing things a little bit differently today. Last time we did some keyboard ASMR. I'm not going to be doing that this time because, quite frankly, I thought it was stupid and it just spread out the questions unnecessarily. So, today, instead, what we're going to do is I'm going to be having a guest here with me. Sweetheart, are you there? Can you introduce
How's it
yourself?
going? Wow, I almost just did my like customer service photo. So I was like, "Hi, how are you? I'm doing great." No. Hi, hello.
Can you tell me how you pronounce your username, please?
Yeah, Chris Socoroy.
I'm gonna call you Chris. I think that's much prettier.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. I'll take it.
Okay, so basically how this show works is I'm just gonna be taking questions that have been asked of me. Some of them are good questions, some of them are silly questions. You will get an answer. You will get an answer that rewards the quality of your question. So just keep
Sounds
that
good.
in mind. Okay, let's just jump right in because we got a lot. I got a shit ton of questions, Chris.
Uh-oh.
Millions of questions here, just all lined up. Oh my God, people are curious about me. I'm a very mysterious.
Suspicious.
I'm a mis
Oh, very.
yes,
Super mysterious. Ah, goodness.
very mysterious man.
The people need to
The
know.
people need to know, and God damn it, I will be fucked if I don't tell them every last detail about myself. Okay, let's get started. Question one. When's your birthday? What's your zodiac sign? Okay, I wasn't prepared for this because I don't know zodiac signs.
Ooh, I don't mind. I'm an Aries, baby.
Ooh, I am September 17th, so let me just look this up really quick. What's zodiac sign?
Everyone who knows zodiac signs is gonna be like, "Oh, she's an Aries? She sounds like it."
We'll see. We'll see if that's accurate. We will. I am Virgo. Oh, great. It means the Virgin. Great. That's perfect. Wow.
Wow,
Holy
dude.
shit.
Wow, the universe is coming for your guts, man.
It is.
Damn.
Virgo is open-hearted, sincere, likes punctuality, thrift, and inventiveness. Practical. Shares love quietly and equally. Cares of the body and right nutrition. Well, they fucked up there. I don't care. I don't work out and I don't eat right. So,
Now
false.
you gotta read Aries. You gotta read Aries.
Yeah, we need to read Aries too. Hold on, let me just get your birthday in here. All right, Aries, the Ram.
Oh,
Please don't headbutt me.
we'll see about it.
Open-hearted and strong. Frankness.
Open-hearted, what a fucking lie.
Honesty, hard working.
Honesty. Oh, another
Seldom ill. Okay, they got
lie.
that one
Oh,
wrong.
God. Oof. Yeah. Damn. All right.
You are always
Coming for your
sick.
guts and coming for my legacy.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah. All right, so what we've learned here today, ladies and gentlemen, is that zodiac signs are bullshit. You shouldn't
Bullshit,
pay any
yeah.
attention to them. And moving
All
on to
right.
the next question. What kind of body type do you prefer? Oh, I hate answering this. I hate
Ooh.
answering this because
The ladies need to know.
I don't, there's no body type that I don't, that I, you know, that I'm bothered by,
Cop out.
except like morbid obesity. Like if you're just like rolling down the stairs at that
Oh
point,
my
then
God,
I'm like, look,
William.
you need to, you're gonna die. Please do something. But like anything, like I don't mind if you're overweight or anything. That doesn't bother me. But to be frank, I do like skinny girls. That is definitely the body type that I like. I
Get
hate
at him, ladies. Get at him.
saying that though because it seems so, you know, mean to anybody. Because so many people, especially because I live in America and so many people are
Right.
overweight here, and
Oh, yeah.
it's just kind of
I hear
like
ya.
it's the majority at this point. And I don't want to piss off the majority. They will fucking riot and they will bring pitchforks and they will annihilate me.
The
So yeah.
riots will come, William. They will. At your doorstep.
In
Any day now.
all honesty, I do like skinny girls though, because I'm skinny, and it's just like yeah, I don't want to be crushed. I don't want to be crushed
Fair
into
enough, fair enough,
dust.
fair enough. I am A-okay with being crushed, buddy boy. To an extent. To an extent. Let me rephrase. To an extent.
Yeah. What
Buddy?
is your opinion, Chris? What do you think about
Oh,
body
Lord.
type?
My type, I guess, would be fairly, not like bodybuilder, because that just scares me. I
Uh-huh.
mean, some muscle, a little bit. Oh, yeah. A little bit. A little bit.
I'm gonna have to whip out the guns next time you see
Yeah.
me.
Exactly.
I don't
Get it
have any
together.
guns.
I know. Me neither. I got little noodle arms.
Okay, I hope that satisfies the person who asked that. What is
Satisfies the
your
masses.
what is your ethnicity? Let me answer that right away. White dude, most
White as a
vanilla.
ghost.
White as a ghost, yeah. And also,
Pale.
will you marry me?
I mean, she asked so nicely.
She did,
So
she did.
nicely.
And
Come on, man.
I mean, there's so many positives about this person. They're interested in my ethnicity. The grammar of
Your
their
hand in
question
marriage?
was technically correct. I think I will have to accept this proposal,
Yeah.
in all honesty.
Congratulations. Can I be
Thank
invited to the wedding?
you. You
Please?
will be there presenting the ring on a velvet
Oh.
pillow to
Oh, I
my
can't be the ring
newfound
bearer.
wife.
It's my one and only dream in life.
In all seriousness though, whoever you are, fuck no. I don't even know who you are. I don't know if you're even a girl. I don't know how old you are. This is
A
ridiculous.
guy, that's right.
Shut the
Why
fuck
didn't I
up.
assume? Oh,
Sit down. Chris, do you wanna
oh
marry
my
this
God, William.
person?
Oh, no comment.
Moving on. Next question. Oh, I love when they start with lol.
Oh
Lol, you're
no.
cute. Lol, you're cute.
You got suitors up the wazoo, my guy.
I want to know what it feels like to be your girlfriend. Like, how would you take care of your girl? Or what does it feel like to have you beside your girl?
Oh,
Wow. Intimate question.
profound, yeah, profound question.
Deserves an intimate answer, if we're being honest. There would be lots of cuddling. There would be lots of eye contact, lots of kissing, lots of good girls. Good girl,
I'm gonna
yeah.
stab you.
I
See, William has found a certain weakness of mine, and now he's just using it to his advantage at any time he gets. And I'm losing my mind.
Yes. But no, it would be very, very sweet and sappy and pathetic, honestly.
Oh,
If you were my
William.
girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would watch
Poor
a
guy.
lot of movies together, cuddled up on my bed, just like cuddling and just whispering sweet nothings in each other's ear. Yeah. That's what it would be like.
Oh gosh. Oh wow. Yeah, that I mean that sums you up there. That's yep, there you go.
Just a big old sappy sweetheart.
Oh yeah. Oh, puppy dog.
Woof woof. Anyway, moving on to the next question. Where are you from? I was born.
Goodlanda, USA, baby.
Yeah, America. Fuck yeah. That's where I'm from. Land of guns and rocking tits.
Oh
Fuck
my
off.
God.
Fuck off, commies. We.
Oh my God. For
I.
anyone who's worried, we're not a fan of the current happenings in America. Don't come at us. We're not like USA super fans.
Let's go down and
Even though
march
we
on.
live in the
Let's
USA.
go down and march on the
Get, oh my gosh,
Capitol.
poor.
Steal Nancy Pelosi's dildo from her bottom desk drawer.
My God. Honestly, like seriously, the way they made it out to be so difficult in like national treasure to steal the Declaration of Independence, clearly we now know that it must be the easiest thing in the
Totally easy.
world to just walk in and steal
You
something.
just walk in and it's yours. Nobody says it. At least just
Yeah.
like welcome you in. It's like, yes, can we
Right.
get you some tea, some cookies? Would you like the
Yeah.
Declaration of Independence? I'll go ahead.
Right.
We rent it out on a weekly basis. Just we'll put you on the honor system. Just bring it back.
Right.
I'm from the Midwest. I was born in Illinois. I now live in Wisconsin. I think that answers the question.
Mind a secret so I can maintain some semblance of mystery. No one really cares. I'm also from the Midwest, but I won't say where.
Oh, mysterious. She could be anywhere. She's
I could be anywhere.
everywhere and nowhere.
Or I could just be in the Midwest.
Yeah, you could be.
Staring at corn all day.
Okay, moving on to the next question. Apart from GWA, do you have a job? Welp, I did. I was a pharmacy tech at Walgreens once upon a time, and then 2020 happened, and then all kinds of crazy shit.
Rough, buddy.
Ugh. This year, well, actually, the year's over. I keep forgetting it's 2021. But yeah, it's kind of one of the reasons why I thought it would be nice to start doing voice work is maybe commissions. Who knows? Would anybody out there like to pay me to hear my sultry, smooth voice moaning their name and just molesting them with audio waves? Anybody out there?
Nope.
$50. Not a... $50. No. Put it on the table.
I'll give you a penny. Nothing more, nothing less. That's it, buddy. That's all you get.
Oh, God. Anywho,
not say where like what I do for work, but I will say that it is a profession that is wildly in many guys' like fantasies, which is very weird because it's very innocuous. Mm-hmm. So I'll just leave it at that. But it's very strange.
Yeah. She works for the FBI.
I mean, with glasses and other like medical issues. I don't think I'd be allowed in, frankly.
Clarice.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've already established that I don't know any of the movie quotes you ever say, because I don't watch film. I
cannot believe you've never seen Silence of the Lambs. It's embarrassing.
It's a horror film.
Next question. It so isn't. It's a crime thriller. Next question. do you have a baby face? Chris, would you like to answer this? Because I don't know. You know my face better than I do.
I don't think you have a baby face, but you certainly don't look your age in the sense that you look... I wouldn't assume that you are as old as you are. And I'm not saying you're old. You're not old. But I'm just saying... I take it back. Hip. You have a baby face. You're a child. Okay.
Is that a satisfactory answer? Whoever you are? Good. Okay, next question. Oh, my God. Do you have a girlfriend? Welp,
Lordy.
Do I have a
girlfriend? Do you want to take that one, buddy?
Chris, do you have a girlfriend?
Hate to break it to you. I know it's your wildest dreams. I do not, sadly. Women are beautiful, though.
I do not have a girlfriend, but just so you all know, I am talking to someone right now, and who knows what might happen. It's quite serious. Yes.
Oh, is it?
It is. It's very serious, Chris.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Very serious. We stay up late at night talking. In the morning, maybe I you know, send some pics, innocent stuff, you know, just clothing and, you know.
I just took a sip of soda and I was reading that or listening to that.
My penis might be in one of those pictures. Who knows?
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah. Super serious. Super duper.
No suitors, please.
Actually, ladies, come at him. Free reign.
Rain.
Do your worst.
Rain hellfire upon him.
Mm-hmm.
I love this next question. You'll love this next question, Chris.
Oh,
Who's your celebrity lookalike? Who's my celebrity lookalike?
Ooh. I know I have an answer, but are you going to steal my answer?
Yeah, because I don't have an answer.
Well, then sucks to be you. I'm using your answer as my answer.
Okay. I think...
Kate.
Go ahead.
For all you people out there who have seen A Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff, it's incredible. I don't think Will looks like this guy now that this guy's older, but from the movie or Cinderella Story, I think he looks a little bit like Chad Michael Murray. Just a bit.
You heard it here first, folks. Chad Michael Murray at your service. I looked up Chad Michael Murray after you told me that, and I didn't see it. I even looked up screenshots
it's
from that movie.
Not like identical, but I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I a little bit.
I just don't think I look like any celebrity because, frankly, if a celebrity looked like me, they would not be a celebrity for long. Quite frankly.
That's That's hurtful. All right, it I'll flip it on you.
To myself.
What celebrity look like do you think I have?
You? Your celebrity look like? Look like?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You look like Marilyn Monroe crossed with Emma Stone crossed with... who's that girl who played Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad?
Shoot.
Fuck.
Oh, I just realized I've probably been swearing this entire time. I can say shit. okay. Hold on. I need to Google it.
Yeah, Google
on.
Her.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm just naming the most beautiful women on Earth and combining them genetically. And that's basically what Chris looks like. Chris looks like that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's a lie, but okay. Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie, there you go. She's just hot.
I do not look like any of them.
You look exactly.
You're a liar.
You look like all
You're
of them.
You're a filthy, filthy liar.
An amalgamation of all of them. Brilliant.
Liar.
She does. Everyone.
Oh,
know
Lord.
It. Know it now and forevermore. Anyway.
Oh, God.
See, the thing is, I don't know many celebrities. That's why I handed this question off to you. I was like, who do I look like? I don't know.
People are going to look that up and be like, man, really?
This girl's hot.
You know?
This girl's hot.
And then they ever saw me in real life, they'd be like, you look nothing like those three at all.
There's nobody alive who has the brow line of you, Chris. The absolute raw
the
perfection
brow
of
line?
It. Yes. Is that what you call it? The brow? The brow of the with the eye where the eyebrow is.
My eyebrows?
I guess. I don't
you like my eyebrow?
I love your eyebrow.
I'll take it.
I love them.
Really?
I love both of them, actually.
Oh, both of them?
Both. Combined.
Whoa.
One isn't enough
all
for
right.
me, girl.
See me up in here, people. He likes my eyebrows.
You know, I'm also quite partial.
Y'all can't compete with that.
I'm also quite partial to that area above the eyebrows. You know, like
the forehead.
Forehead
Shut
area.
Your mouth. I have a huge forehead, you guys. It's awful.
Beautiful.
It's
like
my
God. It's like a mirror. You could just see yourself in it. And it...
Jesus, can you? That was also a very weird sound. Sorry. but no, he is a filthy liar. That's the first thing you know about Will. Liar, 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 liar. Pants on fire.
I try my best.
God, people are going to listen to this and be like, yeah, can you not have a guest next time? Can she go away? Can she stop? Joke's on you guys. I'm the only person he can ask. That it was so that sounded very mean, but it's true.
It's true. It's sad. It's a sad fact about me. Moving on to the next question. You said in your AMA that Will from Stranger Things reminds you of yourself as a kid. Did you play D&D like he did? And if so, do you have an interesting / funny / shocking story? Well, here's the thing, guys. To play D&D, you have to have friends. And I didn't have many friends as a kid. So no, I did not play D&D. I played a shit ton of video games.
I mean, you could always join like an online one, I'm sure.
You know, I played MapleStory when I was a kid, which is about as close to it.
Remember MapleStory.
Oh my God, I love that game. I was addicted.
Wow.
That was my D&D adventure. I was a Night Lord. A Night Lord. Okay.
Of course you were.
Extraordinarily powerful. I was like level 135.
Oh. Humble brag.
Anyway. funny story. One time this fucker got me killed because he kept messaging me while I was trying to fight a boss. And I like messaged him back and I was like, never talk to me again.
How dare you?
Whatever this is, it's over.
Yeah.
This friendship is
Maple
over.
Story gods. Light him down.
Yeah, that's my story anyway. I was very serious about it. I was a guild master. Yeah. A guild master. Jesus Christ. anyway. Do you ever play D&D, Chris?
Oh, no. I'm not. I'm not the sharpest crayon in the box. I know people who played it, but I've never really gotten into it. I'm one of those people where I'd much rather watch people play a game or like a board game rather than actually play it. There's very few games that I would actually enjoy playing myself. Mm-hmm. For all you Animal Crossing fans out there, I just recently got the newest one, and I'm loving it very, very, very much.
Ooh.
It's so cute and adorable.
Product placement. brilliant. I'll have to get a royalty check from
like
them.
Nintendo is paying me to say that. Actually, have you heard of the new Nintendo Switch console?
The new Nintendo Switch! Now, for the low price of only $299.99, it comes with a gold plate. No, I don't know. I don't own the Switch. It's a gold-plated Switch. Yes. I've never owned
a Switch. Why do you always go to the voice of either South Park or Family Guy? I noticed that.
It's my Stewie voice?
Yes!
Ah, yes. For every sprinkle I find, I shall kill you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
What the deuce?
Speaking of Animal Crossing, I guess the new one has tarantulas in it, and they will chase and, like, attack you, and you'll, like, pass out. Dude, the first time I saw one, I almost threw the thing at my friggin' wall. It, like, raises its two front feet and charges at you. I nearly screamed. I am not good with bugs, so to have one in-game sprint at me full speed and bite me... Oh, Lord. Not a fun time. Anyways.
Moving on to the next question. You seem to like instrumental music, judging from your love of video game soundtracks and classical music. So did you have a dubstep/electronic music phase at any point? Oh my God, I used to listen to Knife Party when I was in college.
Ooh. Dude!
I know.
Nice!
Knife Party was awesome. Bonfire. Wow. Bonfire!
Yes! That's the only... Oh my God. You're having a free show here. Oh my God. Wow.
That was in Breaking Bad. And I loved Breaking Bad like 40% more when I heard that. I was like, yes, Knife Party. Fuck.
Oh man. I don't know if I'm really into dubstep. I'm more into like chill step. Which is, ooh. I don't know why I said it like that, but it's basically dubstep, but without, like, the dub. It's just, it's just, I don't know really how to start, except it's, pretty
step.
Much.
I listen to step, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. that's kind of my like, go-to, like, night driving, rain driving, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. Moving on to the next question. Oh, God, this question. Fuck. Good to know I'm not the only nerd on Gone Wild Audio. Give me the nerdiest fact about space you know. I have one. This is the comment still. I'm not answering. This is what the comment says. I have one. The footprints of astronauts that are on the moon, the rover tracks, and any trash they left behind will stay for probably millions of years due to the fact that there is no atmosphere or elements like water that would get rid of them. Very astute science fact. Very astute
space
fact.
Are you about to blow them out of the water with your nerdy science?
Yes,
it
is true. There is no erosion on the moon, which is why you should never, ever try to make love to a moon rock, because it's very sharp and very pointy.
Ow.
Never. I learned that from Game Grumps, actually. Of course.
I love Game Grumps.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love that episode of Game Grumps where they're playing they're playing the Thousand Year Door, and they're just like coming onto Coops, and they're like,
it's
Coops.
So creepy.
I just want to.
It was so awkward.
Coops. Oh, I just want to ease into that tight little turtle hole.
Oh, stop! I was listening to this in my headphones, alone in my car.
That was amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
Horrible.
I'm a big fan. Anyway, my space fact is that, as you all well know, black holes suck in everything that comes near them, including light, which is confusing because...
I'm not smart enough to comprehend
it's
that.
It's really confusing because in order for gravity to act on something, it has to have mass, and light does not have mass. So you might be thinking to yourself, wait, how can a black hole suck in light if light does not have mass? The reason why is because what a black hole does is because it has so much gravitational force is it bends space-time into itself. It bends the fabric of space and curves it inward into the hole. And light travels across the fabric of space, so it just basically has no choice but to go into the black hole.
Okay, but theoretically, what would happen if you got sucked into a black hole? Would you just be, like, dead like instantaneous death?
Horrible things beyond rational comprehension, Chris. Horrible things. One theory is that because time slows down as you approach the center of a black hole, it's possible that you might get infinitely stretched and torn apart while still being alive forever. And it would never end. It would be hell. An eternity of being slowly ripped apart. Personally, I don't believe that. I think that you'd be dead before you got close enough to the black hole for time to slow down enough for, you know, it to reach, I don't know.
But, at that point, you might as well just yank off your helmet and be like, all right, I'm going the fast way.
Yeah, you don't want to go near a black hole. We don't know what happens in there. I mean, yeah, it could be a rave. It could be a party. But it could also be the worst hell imaginable.
I mean, someone's got to do it eventually. You know, we just need one sacrifice to figure it out.
Would you be willing to go, Chris? Would you be willing
to
sacrifice
yourself? Would you like to accept our position to enter a black hole? For science.
For science.
Yes, he will be brutally murdered and possibly for all eternity. But for science.
If anyone's looking for an additional $50... sign up for our black hole experimentation program. That's my Cave Johnson impression. Terrible.
Oh, Lord.
But
this is what I have to deal with, people.
Make life take the lemons back. Anyway. I forget you haven't played Portal, and I have to get you to play that.
The only reference I know from Portal is the cake is a lie.
Mm.
And I remember there was a Portal song.
Still
but
alive?
But I don't... Yes,
this was
yes,
a
yes,
triumph.
Oh, wow. Another concert.
I'm making a note here. Huge success.
Okay. Can I get a refund?
Fuck me.
Refund, please. Please, refund.
Next question. Next question. What is something that you hated as a child but love now as an adult? Sex. It could be food, activities, or anything in between. Definitely sex. even though I've never done it. The concept of it is much more appealing now than when I was a kid. When you're a kid, sex is like the most terrifying thing ever. It's like, you put what in where? Excuse
you do
me?
What?
No.
Oh my god.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Now it's much more fascinating, the concept of, you know.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Horny little bastard.
Also deviled eggs. I was terrified of deviled eggs as a kid.
I hate deviled eggs.
Oh, they're delicious. They're so good. You need to get good ones. Like, if you buy store-bought deviled eggs, yeah, they're ass.
No,
but if you
like
get
my mom will make them for, like, events, and I hate them.
I can't believe that. Oh, they're so good. They're just they're so bad for you. They have to be good. It's like, if they aren't, then what's the point? You know, it's like every bad thing, oil, mayonnaise, eggs, you know,
just
salt
together. Right.
Is ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
trying to think
God.
Of something I didn't like as a kid and now I do. Sauerkraut.
Ooh, I still don't like sauerkraut.
Oof. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm part Polish. So sauerkraut was a big part of me growing up, and I used to really hate it. And now my mom make it all the time, and I love it. It is so good.
I am part Polish as well, but I am not commanded by my roots. I have my own goddamn opinion.
Oh, excuse me.
Ooh, I love this next question. It is such a deep and interesting question. Would you like to hear this next question,
no.
Chris?
No, I don't want to get profound. I can't handle the profound.
Here it is. Wait for it.
Uh-huh.
Age, question mark.
Ugh.
30.
The profoundness of it.
30, moving
on.
I can't
handle it.
Would you like to answer this profound and deeply moving question, Chris?
I am not saying.
Oh.
I'm not a minor, though.
She's
don't
45.
Don't tell them. Gosh, well, now what am I going to do? Everyone knows that I'm 45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're not as old as me. I am 60. Oh, wait, no, I just
said that. That's right. You're a 60-year-old electrician. Mm-hmm. You heard it here, folks.
I'm 30, second season. Moving on. That's code for I'm 30 for the second time. Um, Next question. Moving past that last question so quickly. I should have spent more time on it, honestly, because there's so much to cover, so much
Oh, yeah, in
material that
depth.
we could have gotten out of that. But we're running low on time. We got to move on. I'm sorry. Whoever asked
Quick
that
here.
brilliant question. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I'm so proud of whoever asked that. They got their money's worth, didn't they?
Right.
Next question. What languages would you like to learn? Pretty much just Japanese. And the reason being is that I watch HoloLive. I'm sure most of you know what that is because you're all probably, well, actually, a lot of you are women, so you probably don't know what that is.
Did you hear that?
I was think. Hear what?
Good, never mind.
Watch HoloLive, which is basically Japanese girls who animate themselves on YouTube and play video games and generally just act like idiots and sluts. One of them was ranting and raving about cream pies like a few weeks ago. Like,
Oh
she was just going
no.
on and on. She was just like, I know all about cream pie compilations on X videos. And it was like, You do you?
Oh no. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. Here we go.
She was brilliant. Yeah. I don't know if she got banned for that or not, but she may have been. But anyway, I watched that.
Rough.
And a lot of them speak Japanese only. Some of them speak English, but some of them speak mo most of them speak Japanese. I like to understand what the fuck it is they're saying most of the time, instead of just watching the clips afterwards. So yeah, I would definitely be up for learning Japanese. Other than that, I'm not into learning new languages. What about you, Chris?
I think Russian. I don't know. It just
Ooh.
sounds cool. It sounds like
Duh.
hard.
Duh.
Yeah. Scare the hell out of some people speaking Russian. Straight out the gate. You know, it does sound like a very pretty language.
Russia was the first country to vaccinate against COVID. It was 1.6% effective.
Wow.
Yeah, Vladimir Putin even gave it to his ugly daughter, not the pretty one.
What?
It's true.
What?
I'm not even joking. That is not even a joke. It really
Really?
happened. Yes.
He calls her his ugly daughter?
No, it's just that he gave it to one of his daughters, but not the other one. I just assume it was the ugly one because it would make sense.
Where's the hang up button? Where is it? Can I hang up right now?
We have good vaccine.
Oh
You
no.
will
Next
take.
question. Next
You
question. Next
take. You
question.
take vaccine.
Oh.
It might.
Moving on,
It might.
please,
You
please.
might
What?
live. You might.
Oh no. Please take me from this hell.
Moving on. Next question. If you could have any sort of pet, including fictional creatures, what would it be and why? Including fictional
Dragon.
creatures. Dragon for you?
I want a dragon.
What if it burns your fucking house down?
It won't because it's a pet. I gotta house train it, man.
Did you see Game of Thrones? They weren't
Did
easy
you
to
see How to Train
tame.
Your Dragon? I want a toothless.
Those dragons are pathetic. They are fucking
No.
sheep
Oh my gosh.
compared to
All
the
you
real
people who've
thing.
seen How to Train Your Dragon, toothless is where it's at.
There's only one true dragon, and it is Smaug, and none shall ever compare.
Oh my goodness. You don't even like Lord of the Rings.
Hey, don't say that. People will kill me. No, she didn't mean it. She didn't mean it. I'm okay with it. I'm just not crazy about it like most people are. It's too long, and yeah. It's just too fucking long, guys. Come
It's
on!
very long.
Editing! Editing!
Oh my
Ugh.
goodness.
I don't have all day. I got scripts to write. I gotta do these moaning your name things. This, whatever this is, I don't
Got
know.
women to please? Goodness.
Yes, they need my, audio dick.
Siren call. They need it.
Mine would my my an my pet would
Dick. Oh
probably
my gosh.
my pet would probably be a God, I don't know. This is such a weird question. It would probably be the aliens from Arrival so that I could see so that they could teach me their language and I could learn past, present, and future simultaneously and then be a demigod amongst men. Yeah. I know you haven't seen that
Does that
movie.
count
I
as
know
an
you haven't
animal?
seen that fucking movie because you're a pissant who doesn't watch film, but yes, the aliens from Arrival.
God. You're a
Said fictional
pissant.
creatures. That's a fictional creature
Oh,
if I've ever
shit.
heard one. There you go. I love that movie because it's.
Wow. Jesus, we're seeing the real Will now. Ooh. Wow, don't watch his favorite movies and he loses his goddamn mind.
She, by the way, everybody, this woman right here who's talking with me has not seen The Shawshank Redemption. Please, please
You
have mercy on her. Have mercy on her
won't!
soul.
Goodness. Well, you've never seen How to Train Your Dragon, so we're even.
Well, that's because I'm not a 12-year-old girl.
It's still worth it.
Oh my God. Anyway, moving on to the
That's what you
next
remind me of.
question.
Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon.
Next question. Do you read a lot? And if so, what book would you recommend that everybody should read? You know, believe it or not, despite how nerdy I am, I don't read a ton. I probably read more than the average American, but to be fair, that isn't saying a hell of a lot.
Oh, Jesus. Burn. Okay.
Yeah. I could stand to read more. It's just so time consuming and I'm so busy, with
Oh,
everything.
you're so busy.
I
You're
am. It isn't
so
a joke.
busy.
I am. I haven't played a video game in months.
Oh, that's real funny.
Anyway, I do read occasionally. I read The Strain recently, by Guillermo del Toro and some other co-writer. It wasn't very good though.
Oh,
I don't
never
recommend it.
mind.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I read all three of them. It wasn't long. It was pretty, they were pretty short
I
reads.
read all three of them. Wouldn't recommend. Why did you stop with the first
I can't
one,
stop.
buddy?
It's the same thing with TV shows. Once I get started, I can't stop. Not unless
Oh,
it's really,
that's rough.
really bad. If it's really bad, then yes, I can probably wean myself off of it, but
Oof. It is my
yeah.
one goal in life, ladies, to introduce him to the it's not new anymore, but not the old version. The new Teen Wolf is one of my favorite TV shows, and it is awful because it's from MTV and it's horrible, and I will make you watch all of
Wow,
it.
you've sold me. I really want to watch this now. Thank you for the ringing
Wonderful.
endorsement in this shit.
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Total
Goodness.
shit.
MTV, where you
MTV.
at?
Yeah. MTV,
I'm up
you've
my
got a new
crib.
sp you got a new spokeswoman here. Just put her on. Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I would say I'm gonna pitch into that question. I don't read as much as I used to. I used to be like a super avid reader. Like I was one of those weird kids who would sit at lunch and be reading a book, just like while I'm eating, and I'd be reading in class and getting in trouble. And then I got older and I was like, reading takes effort. I don't want to anymore. But I've been trying to at least read like a book a month or so.
Yeah.
And I just finished a while ago the first Nancy Drew, and now
Oh.
I'm reading the first of the Hardy Boys. So
Oh, very
that's
nice.
going fairly well.
If I could recommend a book, because I know that was in the question, I hate recommending a science book because it's like that's gonna turn everyone off. But I do read nonfiction more than I read fiction. I would recommend The Greatest Show on Earth, by fuck, who was it? Who's that famous British atheist who
Why did the second you say British, I thought David Attenborough?
no, he's Richard Dawkins wrote
Never heard
that.
of him.
Yeah, he wrote that one. It's about evolution. It's very, very like if you don't know much about evolution, I recommend you read it because it's very interesting and that's like his favorite topic. So I think it's his best book. I haven't read all his books, but
I will definitely recommend one. I am a sucker for classics, and I have to say, two of my favorite classics are Dracula, obviously,
Ooh.
and A Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde.
Ooh.
So those are my two recommendations. They're not as fun. They are fun, but it's not like a super breezy, easy fiction read because they are old-timey, super wordy description books, but I think they're really good, especially Picture of Dorian Gray, just because it's very like philosophical and whatnot. I'm smart.
You are a very philosophical woman, Chris.
Oh,
Very, very
absolutely.
philosophical. Yes.
Sure.
Extremely. I gotta get you to watch Penny Dreadful one of these days. It has all your favorite characters in it.
You watch Teen Wolf with me, buddy. I will watch Penny Dreadful with you.
It's really not fair because Penny Dreadful is a good show and Teen Wolf so isn't.
It so is. It's wonderful. Oh, it's the greatest show of all shows.
Another thing I just like to point out, Chris here does not like Breaking Bad. Kill her. Kill her now.
And I watched, like, not even really the first season. I watched, like, the first, like, 4 episodes and then kind of lost it. So maybe one day I'll try and watch it again for you because I'm nice.
Jesus
but
Christ.
We'll see. No promises. Since I'm not reading as often, I have quite a few shows I am trying to simultaneously juggle, and it's not working that great because I keep finding more and more shows that are being recommended to me, and it's it's just a cycle of, oh, I'll watch this. Oh, never mind. Oh, I'll watch this. Oh, never mind. Oh, boy.
Fascinating.
Moving on.
Invigorating. Moving on to the next question. This question was actually 10 questions in one. Somebody's trying to get every bang for their buck here.
Yeah, goodness.
I'm going to go through this really quickly because this person doesn't deserve us dwelling on this for an hour. You only get one question. Actually, I did say you could ask unlimited questions, but I'm going to go through these quickly anyway. I'm just going to go through these and we could discuss afterwards really quickly. Would you ever post bloopers? Already have. Are you into older women or younger? No preference. Do you have any pets? Yes, I have 2 border collies. What's your top 3 kinks? Impreg, cream pie, and L-bombs. Would you rather find true love or get $1 million? True love. Ask $1 billion. I might give you a different answer. Because I could always find true love after the billion. There's no stipulation here that prevents me from doing that.
Very true.
Loopholes.
Exactly.
Just rob this person blind. Oh!
Yeah.
Why was 10 scared? Because 7, 8, 9. Yes, I watched Dexter's Laboratory as a kid. Fuck off. Have you ever been to Hawaii? No. Do you speak another language? No. Would you ever date a fan? I don't know. Because he was... Oh, this is a response to that question. Was 10 scared? Because he was in the middle of 9/11. Brilliant.
Jesus Christ. Why is that guy just... Sorry, I'm in my car now, and the guy just reversed all the way... Anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Any thoughts on any of those questions, Chris?
I have already forgotten all.
By the way,
my brain is empty.
By the way, for that question, would you ever date a fan? only if you're of age. Although you're supposed to be of age if you're on GWA. So if you're not, you will be hunted down by the FBI and assassinated.
Ooh, call people out. Call people out.
Yeah. If you're on GWA and you're underage, you're breaking the rules. That's bullshit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shots fired. I feel like you can just tell my age by the comments I make. Ooh, shots fired. Well, that answers their question.
Anyway, I hope I answered your questions correctly. I don't. Moving on. Do you have Discord? Yes. Is that a satisfactory answer? What about you, Chris? Do you have Discord?
Yes.
good. Now
I actually
knows.
Do. I met one of my really good friends through a Discord group.
Oh.
And her and I are still in that group. So.
Oh, I see.
Really nice. Good people. Good people.
Good people. Yes. I don't know what else to say about that question. Moving on to the next one. Oh, I love
awkward pause.
Great question. Are you from America? If so, what part? America.
Already answered this.
Already answered it.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddo. Your question is abrogated because you plagiarized someone else. Dirty fucking bastard. Jesus Christ. Where do you get off?
Goodness.
Where do you get
nice
off?
To the poor people.
Plagiarizing. My God.
Oh,
got James.
Goodness.
Got James Cameron over here. He saw Fern Gully.
Ooh.
And now he thinks he's a filmmaker. Ugh.
That's sad.
Oh, I actually like a lot of James Cameron movies, but I'm sorry, Avatar was a ripoff of Fern Gully and other things as well. But moving on. Next question. If you could live anywhere, where would it be? You take that one. I can't. I can't. I can't do it.
Somewhere beachy.
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 Beachy. Ooh,
Beachy.
I want to see you in a
How many more
bikini,
times can
girl.
we say beachy?
I want to see you in a bikini.
Jesus Christ. See? People, goodness, I can't even go 5 minutes without this man being a pervert. You'll never see it. Never. Never ever. Except only in your wildest dreams. But that's it.
Yeah, if I could live anywhere, probably I don't know. I see, the thing is, I don't go outside. I stay in my room.
Oh, you little hermit, you.
Yeah, so it really doesn't matter to me. I don't know.
Matters to me.
I think I liked
Yeah,
li
I love nature.
I think I liked living around Chicago when I was a kid, so maybe there. They have lots of
Ooh, it's
museums and
so
stuff.
cold and snowy and
Well,
yucky.
it's snowy where I live too right now.
Yuck.
So it's not that big a deal, but yeah,
Let's be
no.
honest, the entire Midwest is snowy and
Yeah,
yucky.
snowy and yucky. But yeah, I'd probably say Illinois, I guess, around Chicago. I don't know. I got nothing. Next question. Next question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Oh, dead. Just flat out in the ground. How about you,
Just
Chris?
over with. Just done.
Dead. Dead.
6 feet under, buddy. Take me now. Let's go, Grim Reaper. You and me, toe to toe.
In all seriousness, I don't know. I mean, life is so full of possibilities. It could be anywhere, really.
Oh, here we go with the profoundness bullshit. Oh, we could be anywhere. Life takes us. Doors open and close all the time. Okay.
Life is a maze of destiny and wonder.
Oh,
We must follow it
barf.
blindly. We
Oh,
must walk
no.
into the abyss.
Oh, no. Oh,
Anyway.
goodness. Yeah, I see myself just fucking dead in the next 5 years. If I'm not, oh, it's that I better be, honestly. Ugh.
Yes, little known fact, Chris is suffering from every fatal disease known to man,
Oh,
all at the
absolutely.
same time. Yeah.
Yep. 100%.
This was actually her last wish, was to do this podcast with me, and I
Yeah, you
granted
know
it.
what? Oh, and it's look at how it's going. Just ruined my one wish in life. No, he's fucking with you. He's just alone forever and has no one else. I'm sorry, that was mean.
What? What? Oh my God. Oh my
It's all
God. You know
right.
where you're gonna be in 5 years?
Dead.
No, I'll tell you where you're gonna be. You're
Oh.
gonna be on the receiving end of my backhand.
Ooh.
That's right.
Guess what, buddy? I can take ya. I can. I'm full of just fucking rage.
Can you take tickles? Can you take tickles,
I
Chris?
will, I swear to God, kick you in the nuts if you ever tickle me. On God. You will never ever have children. Well, you don't want children, but still, it'll be painful for a very long time. Honestly, if anyone ever tickles me, they are getting punched in the face or the dick. It's happening.
Okay, noted. I will avoid that death trap. Anywho,
Goodness.
moving on to the next question. Oh, this is a great question. Deep question.
Uh-huh.
Your
Uh-huh.
favorite animal and three deep reasons why. I love dogs because I have border collie is not a deep reason. Thank you for putting that stipulation in. Let's see.
A couple.
Favorite animal, three deep reasons why. Well, my favorite animal is owls. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, right.
Owls are my favorite. Three deep reasons. One, they're intelligent. Two, their eyes don't move, which is fucking terrifying. They have to twist their head in order to change the way they see.
Oh, cool. That's it.
They're
That's your
really cool.
third deep reason.
I want another deep reason. Although I don't know if inability to move their eyes is a deep reason. I don't know. They
So now,
they seem like wise and full of wisdom. They also regurgitate animal carcasses. But no, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand.
oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like owls for those reasons. All right, your turn. Favorite animal. Three
I
reasons.
have a couple, and I don't know if I have three reasons. I like alligators a lot. I like stingrays. I think they're really cool. Manta rays. And I like snakes. Snakes are super dope. And actually, pretty much the reason, one of the reasons for all three of those is I have like a personal, like just reason for liking all of them. Gosh, for snakes, the second one would just be, I don't know. They got sharp little toothers, and it's awesome. And they can just, kill you whenever they want. And also, especially ball pythons. They're like little noodle puppies. They're so cute. Not a super deep reason, but whatever. You're not gonna be getting three reasons out of me because my brain is already going to mush. I always wanted a snake, so I guess that's a deep reason maybe. For alligators, they've been probably like my top favorite animal since I was a kid. I just really, really love them. Alligators, crocodiles, reptiles in general, I enjoy. And stingrays are just super cute. Little cow puppies. I love
Yeah.
them.
Let me stop you right there. You're aware, you dirty little stingray sympathizer, that those fuckers took out Steve Irwin, right?
I'm
They took him.
aware.
They took him the
I'm
fuck out.
aware.
It was an
He would forgive
ambush.
them. He would forgive them.
They had fucking Tommy guns and they just fucking gatted him. They just fucking
Just little gangsters.
like a
Oh my
dog.
gosh.
Like a dog he went
No.
down.
Oh, I really love stingrays. Oh my
They're
gosh.
murdering
Yeah, you're probably not gonna get
monsters.
three coherent reasons out of me, but basically just I like them. There you go.
She likes them because they murdered a good man.
No.
Fucking bitch. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Moving on to the next question.
The abuse I have to put up with.
Moving on with the next question. What outfits turn you on the most that women wear?
Oh,
Birthday
oh,
suits.
oh.
Birthday
Okay, that's
suits.
everyone. That's not an outfit. You gotta pick an actual
It's
outfit.
a
Come
suit.
on, you
It's a
can't cop out.
suit.
No, it's a cop out. It's a cop out.
It's a, is it really?
Yes, it is. The outfit is not naked. It
God.
is 100% a cop out. Ladies will agree with me. It is a cop out. You've got to pick something. You got to.
Probably like knee-high boots,
Ooh, okay. Don't mind me writing this down. Ladies, ladies.
fishnet stuff is cool.
Okay. Add to your Amazon list, ladies.
Skirts are cool.
Okay. Just skirts?
Just
Just
like
in general?
belts.
No specific type?
I feel like I'm describing a goth girl though, which is not, that's not really what I'm into. But yeah, it's like as I'm going along, it's like, yeah, I'm describing like an emo here. And I'm just like, I don't know.
Do you have what is wrong with emos or goth people? Goodness, how dare
I
you?
just, nothing's wrong. It's just that I don't want people thinking that's like specifically the thing that I'm into.
Sure, it isn't.
I mean, yeah, I don't really think about this very much, like outfits in particular. Birthday suits are my favorite. Birthday suits.
Oh, that's such a cop out. Every guy likes women naked. Let's be real.
If a woman wanted to seduce me, all she'd have to do would be to show me her tits. Just attack me.
Wow, that's
Attack me
simple,
with
huh?
them. Yeah, I know.
Ladies,
It's secrets. The secrets. The secret truth of
ladies.
all mankind.
Yeah, the secrets of men. Oh, it's so complex,
Take
so
those
hard to figure out.
bad boys out and just annihilate me.
My God. Well, that answers another upcoming question.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Tit
Whoa.
man. Oh,
hush, hush,
sorry.
Hush, hush, hush,
Excuse
hush, hush,
me.
hush, hush. Getting way too ahead of yourself.
Oh, pardon me.
I suppose it's fair to ask, Chris. What outfits that women wear turn you on?
See, you got me there because I'm sadly not into women, even though they
Sure,
are beautiful and
of
unique
course.
creatures.
A likely story. Go on.
But outfits I think that I like that are super cute is actually what you just described. I mean, I like black
Wow.
jeans, like fishnets, that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know. It's just like it's edgy and it's cool and it makes me feel cute.
Edgy is
So,
good. Edgy is
yeah,
very good.
edgy is good. That's right. Damn right.
Damn straight.
All my edgy ladies out there, hell yeah. With your super sharp winged liner, dyed hair, come at me, hit me up.
Oh my God. Your statement about not being into women, a web of lies. Anyway, moving on.
Hush yourself.
A web of lies. I saw her
Moving
once.
on. Next
I saw
question.
her once. The other party was wearing a strap-on dildo. I'm not gonna say anymore.
Oh, you know what? Okay. Moving on, you little rat bastard.
Okay, next question. What physical features are you attracted to the most in women?
Oh, I wonder. I wonder.
Hold on now. This is gonna be
This
more
is such a difficult
this is gonna be
question.
more wholesome than that. I would say face,
Oh.
I would say the facial area and eyes specifically, because I'm way into eye contact and just like looking at people. So you would have to have, and also the forehead is very important. It's an important area that I mean,
Goodness. Here we go. Here we go.
Chris, I love your forehead. I love it.
See, I'd stab you, but you're into that, so it doesn't work. Goodness gracious. I have no recourse here, people. Anything
Actually,
I could do to him, he'd be into it.
what I said on my kink list was that I'm into being stabbed to death by pregnant women, and you're not into that. So this is not
Barf,
compatible.
barf, barf. Oh, God. Mister, I'm into impreg. Let me just tell you, y'all, you beautiful people out there, that is my, like, hard limit. Like, never, ever, ever, ever. I will never go to those tags. I will never watch or listen or read anything with those tags. Barf. Ugh. You
Thank
can
God.
like what you like, people, but no thank you for me.
Thank fuck I didn't put impreg in that college audio I uploaded.
Oh my God. Oh,
Holy
goodness.
fuck. Wow, I dodged a bullet there. Yeah, but no, faces are great. This leads me to the next question, which is a great question. Boob or butt guy?
Wow. I wonder. What a
Yeah.
difficult question.
Oh, tits. Titties.
Yeah,
Titties. Tatas.
we Ben knew.
Badonkadonks.
We
Badonkadonks.
Ben badonkadonks. Oh my
Big ol'
God.
badonkadonks.
Big old titties, itty bitty titties, titty bitties. I didn't stop
Yeah.
myself.
Definitely boobs. Does that answer your
Oh
question?
Lordy.
Chris, would you like to give us your input? Boobs or butt?
On ladies, I think I'm a butt. Because whenever I see a girl and
Ooh.
she's got a legging on and she's got like a nice friggin' tush, man. Oof.
Ooh.
Ooh, man.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Those tushies, man. Riles you up.
You know, I hear I the thing that I hear riles up a lot of women is the phrase good girl. I just discovered that.
You
I just
son of a bitch. Fuck, this asshole. Do you see what I have to put up with? The abuse. Jesus, my face is getting red. Stop. So mean. Help me.
Chris. Good
Shut the
girl.
fuck
So
up.
good.
No.
Yes.
Shut up. God, ladies, help me out. Come on. Ugh. Sucks. My dick, man. I don't even have one, but you can.
Are you asking me to suck your girl dick?
You're not into that.
Oh,
consent, my guy. Consent.
Oh my god.
Oh Lord.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay. Moving on to the next question. What is your idea of perfect foreplay?
Okay. Chris, I'm gonna hang up.
My idea of perfect foreplay is we're already naked, obviously. I gently pick you up. I gently, just light as a feather, light as a feather. I place you on the bed, velvety silk sheets, the likes of which you can't even imagine. They hug your back as you're
placed on the
bed. Thread
count to the million.
Yeah. And you're just lying there, and I'm just like, spread them. Spread them right now. And you just...
And those flaps for me, baby.
Yeah, you just spread those legs, and I go down on you. Just going fucking wild between your legs with my tongue. Yeah, pay attention to the clit, too. Gotta lift the hood. I learned recently that there's a hood over the clit that you've got to, like, lift in order to reveal it. So, yes, I would pay extra special mind to that. And then I would just keep going just fucking relentlessly until you fucking just squirted down my throat.
Oh, I hate that word. Oh, no. Oh, my God, that's awful. But all you ladies love that, though.
And I just, afterwards, I just come up to you and I just feed you your juices. I just kiss
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ, like, my guy.
I'd be like, what swallow the hell? Swallow it right fucking now. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go, ladies. Just put that on repeat.
Perfect foreplay. Spread them.
Christ.
Suck the pussy. Feed it to you. There you go.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Chris, it's your turn. Perfect foreplay. Go.
Ah! I'm sorry to blow your eardrum. Jesus fucking Christ. Am I giving or receiving?
You're giving. I gave. Now you give.
Fuck. All right. Jesus Christ.
Don't be selfish.
How profound is this guy? Let me be honest. I don't. It's not going to be as profound. But, Jesus. I mean, nothing like when he's playing a video game and he just, you know, give him a little bit of help, you know? Just a little bit, you know?
Yeah. What are you doing? Nice. What are you doing down there, babe? What are you doing?
Well, you know, a little bit of hand, a little bit of mouth, you know? I won't get too into it. You guys can use your imagination also because I don't know how to fucking describe just make him a little tease him a little bit, you know. My word of the day clearly is you know.
Chris, stop! You're embarrassing yourself.
I am embarrassing myself. I'm gonna stop now.
You brought shame to your family.
I cannot be as profound as this guy. but yeah. I mean that's about as I don't know. I feel like it'd be. It's one of those fun things where they're super focused on something, you know. There's those tags where like they're on Zoom for, you know, school or work, and you know, under the table, you know. Ooh. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Are you all right? Are you breathing? You good?
I'm good. I'm okay.
You're good. All right, moving on.
I'm okay. Next question. This kind of goes in line with the last question. What is the weirdest thing you dreamed of doing with a girl? I actually have something in mind for this. I have something in mind for this question. It would definitely be... it would definitely be letting loose a massive, massive cum shot on a girl's armpit.
Ew! Why even? William! That is so weird! I'm never letting you anywhere near my friggin' arms, man! Protect your arms, ladies. Protect them.
I just, like, imagine her just, like, raising her arms and just, like, her tits are out. And she's bizarre, just, like,
man.
Her head just, like, tilts to the side. She's just like, do it. Do it. Paint my pits white for me. And I'm just like, yeah.
William, I'm going to vomit. No. Oh, my God. Ladies, protect your armpits. Holy shit.
That's definitely the weirdest thing. That's the weirdest thing of all.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't have anything weird. You creep? Where's the red
button? There's gotta be something weird. There's gotta be something weird you dreamed of doing with a dude.
No way!
Something.
No way.
Come up with something right now.
Oh my god. Shit, I don't know. Fuck.
Do it.
Jesus Christ. God, you put me on the spot now, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's nothing, like, wild or crazy. I mean, I don't think it's wild and crazy, but the most extreme for me would be, like rope suspension.
Ooh.
That kind of thing. But that's not as fucking whack as yours. But for me, that's about as wild.
Who's suspended? Who's suspended?
Me.
You. And are you being like lowered onto it by a pulley
Whoa!
System?
Whoa! That I never got that deep into thought about it. I just was like, hey, ropes. I don't know. Jesus. Okay. Next question. While I fucking panic.
No. Next question. And it's the last question. Woohoo! We made it.
You can be done with my annoying voice, people.
No. That's bullshit. You should be a GWA actor.
You should be biased filling, little fuck.
You should be filling scripts. Anyway, lies. Moving on to the last question. All I wanted to know is, if you play Genshin Impact, and if you
I've
do, could we play co-op? I do not.
Did
I've
you
heard
just say
it.
Co-op instead of co-op?
Fuck. Co-op. My bad.
Oh my god.
We've discovered something today. Here today together.
You old
all of
man.
Us. Fuck me. Co-op. I know it's co-op.
God.
It's late.
Oh, sure.
I'm just so tired.
Sure,
my back
buddy.
Hurts.
Uh-huh.
My back hurts. I'm just distracted.
Uh-huh. Oh,
you've been
so wounded.
You know, I've been distracted by your poor performance, truth be told, today.
Oh!
I mean,
rude!
you've been absolutely dragging this whole thing down, and honestly, I think I'm just going to edit you out and just do your voice.
Really?
I'm going to
really?
Improv
yeah?
your voice. I'm just going to be like, I don't know what to think of. I don't think about boys very much.
Oh my god. I swear to god, I'd fucking fight you. I'd lose, but I'd fucking do it. I just read the sound I made before I said rude. Oh, That was.
I give you a puncher's chance. I think that you could definitely knock me out in one punch.
Hell, bet, baby, bet.
No, I have not played that game. I've heard of it. I know it's like a gacha game where you spend like inordinate amounts of money to play it. And I know it's like anime.
And you should play co-op.
Yeah, co-op. You ignorant pissant.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, now who's... Yeah. I know you did that on purpose, too. It was just, like, really snarky of you. This friendship is over, by the way. Anyway.
Obviously. It's been long over, buddy boy.
It was never going to survive this.
Never. We're done.
Tune in for next episode of Dark Talk when I will be by myself.
Abso-fucking-lutely. See ya. I'm out.
Yeah. You know, the thing on anime is that I don't really watch a lot of anime. I know you do. I know you do, Chris. The only anime I'm into
is... God, we're literally children.
The only anime I'm into is Hololive, which isn't really anime. Toho, which really isn't anime. It's just a video game. The English dub of Ghost Stories, which... Have you seen that?
I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but I've read a webcomic with that same name. I don't know if it's the same thing.
I don't think so. No, the English... Okay. So Ghost Stories was a Japanese anime that was so terrible that it bombed. It was like, it was a failure. It was just horrible. So they...
Well, I've heard of that, I think.
They sold it to an American company and they dubbed it, but they didn't take they didn't take it seriously at all.
Yes!
And they just...
I've seen clips.
Yeah, they goofed around. It was so good. Oh my god. There's like one part where she's like... I'll suck you off for a Scooby snack or something. And it was just like, oh my god. Like, what the fuck?
Shit. Oh my god. Well, put that on our list of shit to watch.
Yeah, we gotta watch that together. I really wanna watch that with you. In fact, we should. We should watch that on like Discord together.
Oh yeah.
Just like a duel. Yeah, no, we should do that. Totally. I'm writing that down right now. It's on the list.
Oh my god.
I really want to watch that with you. That is so fucking funny.
Oh my god. All right. Well, the masses questions have been answered.
Well, no, I wasn't done. Skimmed. I wasn't done.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
The only other thing that would be considered anime that I watch is Ruby. I don't really watch it anymore.
Ooh, I've heard of that. That's from Rooster Teeth, right?
Yeah. To be honest, I never really liked it that much, but I watched it anyway because I really like Rooster Teeth, and it's like I like listening to the voices of people who work there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so fucking tropey, and like the shipping is way, way out of control at this point.
Yikes.
Jesus Christ. I swear to God, like every plot point in that show is just like an anime trope.
Oh man, the it power is. Of friendship.
No, it's
power
just,
of family.
Like, yeah,
that's just Naruto, in a nutshell.
I wouldn't
hate
know.
To break it to you, people. I'm not even that far in, but like every couple episodes, it's like our friendship is more than this. We can. We're best friends. We can get through this together. I'm like, okay, this has been like the 50th filler episode with this topic. All right.
Yeah. I heard recently that a character on that show finally got backstory for the first time in 8 years. We were all like, we were begging them for it. We were like, this character needs backstory. What the fuck are you doing? You can't have, you know, and they eventually did it. And it was like exactly what we all knew it was going to be. And it was like, it's just like, yup.
Oof.
That's what it
Big
was.
Big oof.
Yeah. And I saw that and I was like, I wanted to throw something. Anyway.
Now have the masses' questions been answered?
They have been answered. Thoroughly.
They've been satiated. I don't know if that's the right way to say that. They've been satisfied.
The blood sacrifice is complete.
Has been completed.
Yes. We've just to flag something up, I'm going to get around to the moaning your names, everyone. I have, fuck me. I'm just looking at the list right now.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Let's count, shall we?
Oh, no. One, well, you guys are working over to the bone, as you should.
It's 66.
Ooh, it could have been 69. 66. It could have been.
Fucking moaning your name request. Guys,
atta people. Nice.
Slow down. By the way,
Oh, never slow down. Working with the bone.
Yeah, we got a lot of breeding here. I know you're into that.
Oh, no.
You people are obsessed.
No.
You're also obsessed with degradation, pegging. Overstimulation is another one I didn't expect to see a lot of. But yeah, there's a lot of that in there.
Okay, ladies.
Yeah,
y'all he's... really just want to peg this man, huh? Shit.
There's not
My
a lot.
God.
Of, there's not a lot of
one thing he's kind of am about. And you're like, do it. Let's do
there's,
it.
There's not a whole lot of praise in here and like positive
oh
stuff,
God,
which
ladies.
Really bothers me. Oh, there's a good girl here. Good girl
Ooh.
Praise. Yeah, Michaela wants good girl and praise.
Atta girl, Michaela. Atta girl.
Oh, Michaela.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, good
oh my
girl.
God.
So beautiful.
Oh. Jesus, I gotta listen to this man moan in my ear for a fucking hour.
You
my
like
God.
It. You like
I,
it.
Debatable.
Guys,
Debatable.
Guys, I, you need to know, she requested one of the put words
did
in
not,
my mouths. You
did. Not, did.
You
did.
Not. I'm not going to say
no,
which one,
liar, liar,
but it
liar.
Was one of them.
Oh my God, the Lord. Anyways.
Moving on. Yes, so I'll get around to the moaning your names. I've got another Ramble Fap coming out soon. I've got, what else?
Lots of goodies.
I'm writing Clue slowly but surely. But, you know, the thing is, when you're harassed by people on Discord all day long, you just don't have time to write.
You know what? That sounds like an awful time.
My goodness.
It is
horrible. Horrible. Yeah.
Miserable.
Misery is my life. It's my entire existence. So we'll get around to that. We'll get around to all that good stuff. I'll upload some shit eventually. And
At some point. You'll get it.
Yeah. That concludes this episode of Dark Talk. I hope you didn't mind Chris's annoying voice. Clearly an embarrassment to her family. She will be committing.
Absolutely.
She will be tying the noose as soon as she gets home. I assure
yes,
you.
Yes, I
you
will.
You will never have
yes,
to deal
I
with
will.
Her ever again. She's
ever
gone
again, ladies.
Dead.
And gentlemen. And gentlemen. Yeah. I will be dead Which, you know what? Bumped up my future 5-year goal. Congrats to me. I'll be dead by tonight. So, yeah. But, no, seriously. Thank you for having me on. This was really fun.
Oh,
I
well.
Enjoy getting to just be my loud, obnoxious self and, you know, talking about things that would get me murdered in my house, so.
Well, Chris, you're welcome back at any time.
Oh, well, if the people want me, I'll oblige.
They can't get enough of you. Otherwise, if I get a single complaint about your performance, I swear to God, no more audios. The moaning your names are canceled.
People,
fuck
it's
off.
Okay. You would dare.
One
you
complaint.
Dare.
Try me.
No.
Test
oh
me.
Oh my goodness.
Test
no.
me, fuckos. Do it. I dare ya. I double dog dare ya.
Oh my gosh. Someone please, just out of spite, please. Oh my god. Well, yeah, this has been delightful. This has been a fun little time.
Yeah.
And hey, if for some weird reason people have questions for me, since I don't make audios, I don't do that.
Ooh.
You are welcome to submit them under his, like either under, I don't know how
no,
you
no,
have them
no,
ask.
No, now that you've made this suggestion, I'm making a new separate form, questions for Chris, and people
Oh,
will
Jesus
fill it out.
fucking
Yeah.
Christ. You know what? Fine. Do it. I regret saying that, but fuck it.
I will do it. I will
Oh,
do it
Jesus.
so
All right,
hard.
fucking senator, emperor, whoever the fuck you are.
I am the Senate.
The Senate, excuse me. Luke. Oh, dear God. Oh. All right, we're getting real nuts here, so
fuck
we
it.
probably
We're
won't
out.
have
Episode over.
See
Go
ya.
fuck yourselves. Goodbye.
Bye.
Good day.